Hey everyone, it's Steve McPherson. Welcome to a special Loon Dive on Sound of the Loons. I just got off the phone with defender Michael Boxall, who's down in Florida with the team. They're heading back shortly to Minnesota for a little while before jetting off to Portland to play in the preseason tournament against some MLS sides. The team's had a lot of success so far, putting up wins undefeated so far in the preseason. Of course, playing a college and playing a USL team is a little different than when you're going to run up against MLS teams, which is one of the things that Boxy brings up. But we talked a lot of stuff about the preseason, how it's been going, how it is to return the entire back line, basically, and that sort of a lot of the key players from last season that brought the Loons a lot of success last year. And also touched on the kit, the new wing kit. Got Boxy's thought on how it feels now that it's out there in the world. So give it a listen. Michael Boxall is going to talk to us here on Sound of the Loons. Michael Boxall, welcome. How is it down there in Florida?
Oh, thank you very much for having me. It is warm. the last 2 weeks have been nice. Just to get in a new scenery on the grass and play under the sun, it's nice. And obviously we've been working pretty hard, quite a few double days and gym sessions thrown in there, and so far everyone's come out unscathed and ready to keep moving forward with the preseason.
That's excellent. I'll start on a bit of a lighter note with you. You've had a chance to play in every Minnesota United kit since the team came into MLS. And now we've officially launched the wing kit. You were in the photo session for it. So where do you feel this year's wing kit ranks, sort of both in terms of look and then the feel of the kit?
I mean, obviously it wasn't around when the OG wing kit was being worn, and obviously hearing from the fans, they definitely wanted to bring that back. And yeah, I need to compare it side by side to the NASL one, but I apart from the three stripes on the shoulder, I'm a big fan of what they've done with it. I think the two kits we'll be wearing next year are the two of my favorite. I'm a big fan of the white, and I just think when you get them in hand, like the up close details you see are a lot better than the previous ones with one.
Yeah, I think that the white one is a little underrated, I think, because on the field it just sort of looks like white, but when you're up close to it, there are some nice touches to it.
Exactly, yeah. You see the subtleties in the design, and yeah, you do see the bit of the gray, which, yeah, when you're looking, watching games on TV or from the stands, you really don't see that, but no, it is a nice kit, yeah.
Have you had a chance to look at other MLS kits? Are there any that have sort of jumped out at you? That looks pretty fire.
Not really. I think there's been a few that have stand out that are well below par. obviously, given the MLS template that they've kind of given the three stripes on the shoulder.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see MLS and the kit manufacturer give a bit more license and freedom to each club to do what they want to do with it. I think we've seen some good kits in the past, and I think we've seen with some of them this year, if you kind of let them bring some of the club's history back into this year's designs, then there's some really, really cool jerseys to watch play in this season.
Yeah, I think there's a handful that would work really well if you removed some of the stuff that was sort of required for every jersey, like you're saying. I mean, I hope that the margins on it get better and better as MLS gets bigger. You figure that as it becomes a bigger commodity than Adidas and sort of working with designers, it'll become a little bit easier to let people have a little more freedom to create them. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to think so. Yeah. But we'll wait and see.
Yeah. So what have been your sort of early impressions now with the preseason and some games of your fellow Kiwis? You got Noah Billingsley and James Musa with you, sort of like getting the gang back together. You've played at some of the same clubs. You've played on some of the same national teams. You know, your paths have intersected. Your younger brother has played, also with James, I know. So, but now that you're sort of all playing together, what have been your impressions of those guys?
I think it's been good. I think them coming in, obviously New Zealanders are pretty easy going off the field, so they've just really fitted into the group dynamics so well. And on the field, obviously their qualities are there. They're really hard workers and both very athletic and talented on the ball. Obviously Moose's reliable, dependable, holding midfielder with a great range of passing, and I think Noah's blown away everyone with his athleticism, and I think he's a very versatile player that's still got a bit of grind to do, but I think he's, with his makeup right now, he's can be like a good MLS player and have a long career. So they've both been working very hard and getting their spots within the squad, but it's in the first 2-3 weeks we've had, I think everyone can say they fit in very well and will be good additions for us.
Yeah. It seems like I've gotten to talk to, I mean, I've known you for a while now and I've gotten to talk to those guys as well. It seems like Kiwis generally just very agreeable. What is it about New Zealand that just makes people like so chill and agreeable?
I really don't know what it is. I think it's, I don't know, just the way of life down there. I think like pretty much wherever you grow up in New Zealand, it's the weather's pretty nice all year round. You've got the beaches to go chill out at. Anywhere from like 20 minutes from just about anyone's house is like a nice beach for relaxing. So it's, I think it's, just all of that comes together for us to be, I guess, fairly happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, that's great. So players last year, you know, talking to guys last year, I feel like they definitely came away from the preseason feeling that the vibe was not only good on the team, but different than it had been in years previously. Again, you've been with the team for a long time now. Have you gotten some of that same feel this season? Or do you feel like you're sort of, you had that foundational, that foundation that was laid last year in preseason that led to a successful season. Do you feel like it's got some of that same feel and or how does it compare?
I think everyone's come in knowing that we brought in the bulk of the base of the team from last year that was pretty solid down the stretch. And then I don't think we got most of our confidence or realized our potential until like the second trip of last preseason when we were playing other MLS teams.
Sure.
So I'm kind of expecting that to be similar this year, especially we've played a college team and a USL team. And yeah, you don't really get to test yourself until you're playing against teams and players that you're going to be coming up against during the season. So I think we've got our legs under us, but ready to test ourselves against whoever we play in Portland. So I think we're happy to have, knowing that we're a very capable team, and obviously the front office have brought in Amaria, who on the back of two trainings looks very sharp and looks like a good finisher and can do a lot of work defensively as well. So I think that's what is brought in Portland. That's kind of what we need.
Yeah. So Amaria, just joined the team recently. You said it's only been a couple trainings, but first impressions. I mean, you gave me a couple, but if you can expand on that, just what you've seen from him and how he is, just sort of as a guy fitting into the team.
So obviously he came in for our first session yesterday, which was like a pretty light, fun game session, and which was focused on quite a few different technicalities of the game, like crossbar challenges and football tennis. And he's very technically sound. I think if Vita was back again, him and Vita would have some good, very good football tennis at the end of training. So and then I got to see him glimpses of his finishing today, and I think he hit with the back of the net a lot more times than a lot of the other players, and with some tough finishes as well. And that's saying that with the talent of goalkeeping that we brought in. So yeah, it's a lot to be excited about, I think.
Excellent. So two things you sort of touched on both these things. I just want to hear a little more on it. So, obviously the roster in previous seasons had its share of turnover. Like you said, the a lot of the guys are coming back from last season who were sort of instrumental in the identity of the team last year. Specifically for you, sort of your role and the back line, like what does it mean to be able to bring back essentially the same starting back line that was such a big part of that defensive turnaround last year?
That's key for me. I think as we saw down the, particularly once we reached the halfway point of last season, where the kind of back six, back seven plus the keeper were, like, it wasn't too much turnover game to game. And we kind of figured out how to play with each other, figured out each other's tendencies and whatnot, then everything just kind of came quite habitual in how we went about things. And I think that's helped us down the stretch become such a tough team to break down in the league, and then also obviously helped with the Open Cup run as well. So now it's great to have all those players back. Obviously, I deservingly won the Defender of the Year last year, and yeah, it's great to be back with him. Chase, Romain, Aldi as well in front of us. And obviously when we get one of the better goalkeepers from one of the better teams in the league last year, that's only going to help us. And I think particularly in the Tyler distribution, it's classic rock, which is going to help us hopefully counter teams a bit quicker than we did last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's excellent. I think that's all I got for you. So, Michael Boxall, thanks for joining us here, and enjoy your remaining time in Florida before you have to come back here for a little while, but then off to Portland for some games against some MLS sides. So we'll see you soon.
Cheers, Steve. Thanks for having me.